Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the life of David, and we've been in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. And in the previous episode and in this episode, we're jumping over the 1 Chronicles, because the Chronicles give an account, chronicle, of the kings of Judah. I haven't done a lot of cross-referencing back and forth between the two, but I would encourage you to do that to make sure you get the full insight that God has for us about these stories, these accounts. But we left off in the middle of the 15th chapter. Remember what's going on. David is moving the ark, and they had messed up the first time they tried to move it, and it cost somebody their life. David realized that now. He literally, I think, went back and checked the instructions, shall we say. Okay? And he said this in chapter 15 of 1 Chronicles, verse 13. He's speaking to the Levites. And he said, hey, you're all the ones in charge. I want you to go consecrate yourself, you and your relatives. And we're going to bring the ark into a tent that I've got for it. But we messed up the first time. And he said this in verse 13, because you did not carry it at first, the Lord our God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance. So he's not faulting the Levites, the priests. He's saying, hey, we didn't check the instructions. I've checked the instructions now and realized what we should have done, and it wound up costing us a guy, and it wound up costing us some time. And so he says, I want to do it the right way. Now, verse 14. So the priest and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. The sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord. There you go. Now, I've mentioned it two or three times before, but now we're getting into the precise details over it. Remember how when they first tried to move it, they put it on a new cart? That's not how you're supposed to haul it. If you went and read the instructions, the ordinances, as it's called here, you find out you're supposed to do what they did here in verse 15. The sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with poles. So what you would do is you slide a pole through one side of the ark. It had hooks there, and then really rings, and then a pole on the other side, and they would lift it up with four men, a man on each corner carrying it on their shoulder. So they touched the poles, yeah, but they never touched the ark. But let me read this again. The sons of Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord. In other words, we're doing it God's way. And I tell you what, folks, the body of Christ is going through a great time, going into a marvelous time, a magnificent time, an uncomfortable time, a challenging time, of learning exactly this, of doing things according to the word of the Lord. This has taken place particularly within the arena of church leadership and what it means to be the body of Christ and to function as the body of Christ according to the word of the Lord. I know that in the current situation where we are at Union Point, we make a big deal about this, okay, in the leadership. We don't necessarily make a big deal about it in teaching times and preaching times, though I do. I explain why we do things the way we do. One particular point, why do we have a teaching, preaching team? You know, why is it that there's five of us that teach and that preach? Why is it that it's not the same guy week after week after week? Why is it not just one person that everybody looks to from a leadership perspective? Because that is not according to the word of the Lord. And people say, well, we've done that like this our whole life. It's always been this way. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. And when you look at the word of the Lord, when you look at how the church is to function, how we are to live together as the body of Christ, and how we function empowered by the Holy Spirit with one another, okay, with one another, when you look at that, you find out that a great deal of what we do is incorrect according to the word of the Lord. And because of that, we have limited the body of Christ. We have bound the body of Christ. The biblical phrase is we have quenched the spirit. We've quenched the spirit, and we've done it all in the name of the Lord, thinking we're hitting the lick for the kingdom, but we're actually being a stumbling block for the kingdom. Now, we take some comfort here in the fact that this is nothing new. David made a mistake. But guess what David did? David went back, found out what his mistake was. He repented of it, went back, and did it according to the word of the Lord. The more you start examining yourself, the more you start examining that in which you participate, and the more you bring the word of the Lord against it and try to bring it and align with the word of the Lord, the more you're going to realize there's many things that we do according to the word of man and not according to the word of the Lord. So let's receive this word. Let's receive this for us, not just for David, but for us. Now, remember, we saw over in 2 Samuel that David brought the ark in with great joy and festivity, that kind of thing. And that's about all it said. Listen to some of the joy and festivity here. We probably won't be able to finish it all, but listen to some of this. Verse 16, 1 Chronicles 15. Then David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud sounding cymbals to raise sounds of joy. Now, again, we're about to move through a lot of names, okay? And I thought about skipping these names. It might be well to skip it because of the audio format. But I want us to see some of the roles and functionings as we go. So right here, we see that David speaks to the chief of the Levites, okay, to appoint. So the chief of the Levites were going to appoint their relatives, the singers. They had singers from the line of the Levites, and he said, hey, get some of those singers, and then get some of those instrumentalists to have music of vocal music and instrumental music. And then he describes some of the instruments, harps, and we think, oh, that's sweet, that's great. Lyres, that's sort of like a guitar of the day, okay? Loud-sounding cymbals. I love that. Not soft cymbals. Not subtle cymbals, loud sounding cymbals. Of course, we're going, is there any other kind of cymbal than a loud one? Of course, there is. But do you see what the purpose was? The purpose was to raise sounds of joy, to raise sounds of joy with the voice, with the instrument. So, verse 17. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and from his relatives, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari, their relatives, Ethan, the son of Cushiah. Now, some of these names you'll recognize from other accounts in the scripture, but we're not going to get into all that right now. Verse 18. And with them, their relatives of the second rank. That's interesting. Zechariah, Ben-Jehaziel, Shemaroth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaniah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelua. That's a fun one to say. Micaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the gatekeepers. Notice what their role in functioning was. The gatekeepers. So you had those that would be singers, okay? You have those that would be instrumentalists, okay? And then you have those that would be gatekeepers. There were roles, there were functionings, there were empowerments of the Spirit, all functioning together to raise sounds of joy and thanks to the Lord. Well, I'm going to stop right here because my time is up and the next sentence is like three verses long describing something. But it talks about the singers. Do you see how the Lord is functioning? Do you see how he operates? He does the same thing with his body today, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let us determine to live no other way than empowered by the Holy Spirit. Well, again, thank you for your time. I'll see you next episode.